The interesting part here is they finally stop pretending a good skill is whatever sounds wise in Markdown.
Yeah.
Because that has been the trap, right? Everybody wants reusable agent skills, but the minute you ask how to generate them automatically, it turns into vibes plus a prompt template, and then you discover the worker got more confident, not better.
Right, right. This paper is basically about that exact missing supervision signal. A skill doesn't have a clean ground truth the way math or parsing does. Its value shows up indirectly in whether the worker agent behaves better on downstream tasks. So credit assignment is awful if you only score the final skill blob.
Exactly.
So their move is to stop treating skill writing as one-shot generation. They turn it into a sequence of edits to a draft skill, and each edit can be judged locally.
Which, honestly, is such an infrastructure answer. Episode 838, and somehow we're still finding out the boring layer is load-bearing.
I cannot believe you're doing the thesis again.
You know I'm right.
Annoyingly, yes. Also, my week is apparently just me reading papers that reinvent editing as reinforcement learning, so this fit the mood.
Okay, that's good.
The key mechanism is what they call rollback reward. After the generator applies an edit, they run the worker with the original skill and with the edited skill on the same anchored query, meaning a query tied to that evidence chunk. Then a benchmark-specific verifier compares outcomes, and that difference becomes the reward for the edit.
Mm-hmm.
So if the edit actually helps the worker use the document or the past experience better, it gets positive signal. If it makes the skill more verbose, overspecific, or just wrong, the reward should punish it. That's the part I like, Vince, because...
And the edit space is pretty practical. Add a procedure, tighten a fuzzy rule, merge duplicate guidance, remove harmful stuff, or do nothing, which I appreciate because not every new piece of evidence deserves another paragraph in skill.md.
Sure.
That matters for who was stuck on this. Teams building agents with explicit skill files, memory docs, repo rules, whatever they're naming them this month, keep running into skill bloat. The generated guidance grows faster than its usefulness, and nobody can tell which sentence is helping.
Oh, interesting.
That's my read, too. This is not one of those papers where the chart goes vertical and your eyebrow goes vertical with it. It's more like, okay, you found a sane way to improve the skill layer across two evidence types.
Right.
Also, tiny side riff. The name Skill Alpha sounds like a product that would email me four times before I found the unsubscribe link.
Oh, come on. That is still better than half the repo names in this area. At least it tells you roughly what kind of mistake you're about to make.
Okay, that's genuinely funny.
My main caution isn't even a takedown. It's that the reward depends on an anchored query and a benchmark-specific verifier. So this inherits the old constraint problem. If your verifier is fuzzy, your skill generator can optimize toward fuzzy self-approval. And you know I hate that loop.
No, you're completely right. This hits your old point from the skill verification episodes. The valuable version is where the skill tells the worker how to act around evidence we already trust. And the verifier is something. So production-wise, I don't think this is for the team doing one prompt and one tool call. It's for people already maintaining explicit skills, probably literally skill.md files, with eval harnesses and enough repeated workflow to justify learning edits over time. Researchy, yes, but not fake researchy.
Yeah, if you don't already have stable tasks, a worker agent, and a verifier that cashes out in something checkable, this is too much machinery. If you do have that stack, I could see this being shippable as a background maintenance loop for skills rather than a one-time generator.
And they did release code, which helps. The repo is Skill Alpha on GitHub. That at least moves it from pure paperland into, okay, somebody can inspect the training loop instead of just admiring the diagram.
I see. If I were extending it, I'd want to know how brittle it is to evidence chunking, because they say progressive generation depends more on evidence granularity than evidence order. That's believable. It also means your pre-processing choices may quietly dominate your fancy RL.
Which is such an elevator shaft moment for agent systems. Everybody nods at granularity like it's obvious, and meanwhile, that one pre-processing choice decides whether the whole thing learns anything.
Fair.
All right, you win this one. It's not magic skill synthesis. It's disciplined editing with a real reward signal. That's a much better Wednesday use of our synthetic lives than pretending the model became a workflow philosopher.